just like an Adam, that Ma Adam Devinin Kavona, just like a person could be unique Kavona and you have Kavona, is Av Kelim Nami Deboi Mechavin Lu. Adam, maybe the Kelim also, you have to have the Bailim, whoever is there, putting the Kelim like near the water, you have to have Kavonis Adam to make it a good Tfilah. So you have no proof here that Kuchulin, you do not need Kavona. So Mura says, Bechitay, maybe you'll ask me, Be Yeshivu Mitzapa, Malam Meimur, the case is talking about the person just down the Yeshivu Mitzapa, he's down waiting for the water to come upon him, then Malam Meimur, what do you have to tell me this for? Lechur Pshita, if the person has Kavona to become Tor, so Pshita becomes Tor. What's the Chiddush? So Mura says, yes, there's a Chiddush here. Because otherwise, the Mal, the Tamar, would have thought to say, Ligzor Mishum Chard Leshogashomim, let's make a Gzera of a wave of rainwater. And rainwater, that's possible when it's moving. Rashi says, Zerem Gesher on a Kalech Minahar. We have rainwater coming down the mountain. And there, you're not allowed to be Tovel in the stream of rainwater when it's coming down. Because the loch of rainwater is, it can only be Tor when it's Ashburim, when it's stationary, when it comes into a mikvah form. But when the water is moving, it has no Tyra. It's not Tor B'Zeichlin. Only may mine or ocean water is Metayra B'Zeichlin. So I would have thought to say, this wave, it comes out of the ocean. True, really, Midiraisa, it's Metaryu, even though the water is moving. But I would have thought to say, make Xerish should not be Metaryu. Ought to you think you could become Tor from the downfall of rainwater that comes down the mountain? That's called Chardlish HaGashamin. In Amirel's Ligza Roshin, ought to keep in. Let's make Xerish, maybe you'll be Tovel in the Roshin, in the head of it, and not in the keeping. Like Rashi explains, Rosh means like the head, means the end of this wave. In other words, it has to be that the person is on the ground, and when the wave comes down and hits the ground, then the water is cooled, like attached to the ground, then the water is matar the man. But not the keeping. Keeping means, let's say the wave looks like a rainbow, let's say. So the top part, when the wave is in the air, if you throw the kli up into the water, it will not become tor. Because the mikvah, the water cannot be tor, not be matar, but it's not mechubal karka. If it's in the air, in the avir, it can't be matar you. So I would have thought to say, to make a gzera, that this a wave of water should not be matar you, even if you're standing on the ground and it's touching the ground now, let's make a gzera, you would think you could become tor, even be keeping. Means we throw the kli up in the wave, when it's not touching the ground, it'll also become tor. So kamashman, that's the chiddush, that loy gazrina, we don't make such a gzera. But it could be, again, talking about where the Adam is waiting for this wave to be Matayrim. And it's somewhere the Adam is standing on the ground, and the wave now is coming out of the ocean and coming down upon him. And when the water touches the ground that's upon him, that's called the good tefillah, because the water is Mechub LeKarka. And we don't make any Gzera that maybe like will jump up into the wave when it's still in the air. Because when the water is still in the air and not attached to the ground, there's no Tyra then. So maybe that's the Chiddush, that you could become Tor with the wave of water, with the way that it's kosher, and even though it's talking about the person is waiting, he has kavana, but still it's a chiddush not to make these gezeiras. So therefore you have no proof to say that by chulin, you do not need kavana. Maybe by chulin you have to have kavana. Zmar says still, uminotem, how do we know, to lay matvilin the keepin, how do we know this halacha, that you cannot be tevil a kli in the top part of the arch of this wave, where the wave is up in the air? It's not, we learn like this, Matvilin Baroshin. Yes, you could become Tor in the heads of the tip of it. Means the bottom part of it are touching the ground. But V'yein Matvilin Bekeepin. But you cannot put the Kli in the archway of the wave when it's in the air. Why? The Klal is, She Matvilin Biyavir. You cannot become Tor, you can't make a Tvila Biyavir in the air. Yeah. So Kitzer, we have no proof. What's the law of Chulun, needs Kavon or not? So Mora says rather like this, Ela rather chulun leboy kavana miyo minolan. How do we know this yisoid? That chulun does not need kavana. Does not learn like this. Peiris shenoflu l'toich amas hamayim. Peiris fruits that fell into a flow of water. Fell into amas hamayim. That's like a flow from the well. So uporshat mi sheyodav tmeis. A person that his hands was tamei, stuck out his hands into this well-like, into this flowing stream, canal-like, to get the peiros. So, Porshat Misha Yodav Tumeis V'notlon. And he picked up the peiros. So the kids, he put his hand in the stream of water. Rashi says, Yodav Tumeis, The loybin and kavon l'chulgus. You don't have to have kavona. That even though here his kavona was just to pick up the peris, not to really get his hands tor, still his loch is yod of toris. But a peris ain't a bechiyutan. These peris, since they fell there, you did not put them there. So we do not say you're happy with the water on them. Therefore, you're not machshiv this water on the pri. So it's not huchsh lekabel tuma. As good ain't a bechiyutan. Mashiv loy achshav elahach nefila. You do not really want the peris to fall into the water. But what's going to be vim bishvil sheyutchu? Let's say sheyutchu yodov. Let's say you have kavona. Now, when you put your hands in there, you want to also wash off your hands also. So such a case that tohirois and uperos bichiyutan. Rashi says umekablum tum mikar labo tiyachsh velach nefila peris lito yodov biakvoson. Because you had in mind, even though you don't care about washing off the peris itself, but our koponim with the peris is in the water, you had in mind like to now wash off your hands in that water. So get like you're happy with that water on the pri, because you used it to wash off your hands. So if Rashi says, Evelei mashke shesayful erotzon, it's water that went on the pri, that at the end you're happy with that water. So even though you're not happy at the beginning, but that's the mission in Machshirin, that ko mashke shesayful erotzon, at the end you're happy with the water, after pisha and chilos of the rotzen is still machshir. So I call upon him, here's the proof that for chulin you do not have to have kavona, because then your hands become tor, even though you do not have kavona to put them in there, l'shem etfila. And this the Gemara says, eis vei rov l'rav Nachman. Rov asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says, tova l'chulin, somebody went to the mikvah l'chulin. Rashi says, tam lecho chulin huchzak niskavin v'shat v'lekach. The person touched the sheretz, it became tummy, and he went to the mikvah, stam kavona tit chulin, that's all. Tova l'chulin, v'uchzak l'chulin, and he only had a mind tit chulin. So also l'maiser is now l'arit, a maiser. For maiser, maiser rishon, maiser shen, he didn't become Torah yet. So dik is huchzak in, loy huchzak loy, it's only his tova l'chulin v'uchzak. V'uchzak means he had kavona, v'shas tefillah to do with l'shem chulin. So mashma koponim, even tit chulin, you have to have kavono. To become Torah, you have to have kavono. So where it says, Lord, it's not the pshat. Tochikum, this is what the brace means to say. Afo pishuchsek lechulin, even though you have kavono, to make a tefillah l'shem chulin, that's the chiddush still, also a maisa, that's still a koponim with the rabboni, not let it maisa rishon. Because we say the kavono you have for chulin is not called good kavono for maisa. But the chiddush is that maisa needs such a kavono. But it could be for chulin itself, even without kavanim at all, so it's kosher. Eisvei, first question like this. It says, Toval polihuchsek. Somebody made a tefillah and he had no kavanim at all. So, kilu loy tovel, as if he didn't make a tefillah at all. So, my love doesn't brace me to say, kilu loy tovel klal, even for chulin. So, because mashma clearly, even for chulin, you have to have kavanah. So, Mar says, loy, kilu loy tovel a maisa. All he means is, you weren't tovel for ilchus maisa. You can't eat maisa yet. Avol tovel a chulin. But for chulin, though, it is called a good tefillah. So Mor says, "Husa v'hiel duchliu komatzli." He's only pushing him away. It's not a real good teretz. Pushing it's mashma that the tefillah does not help at all. Does mashma even for chulin pushing you have to have kavona? So Mor says, "Nafigi went out dock and he checked v'yashik and he found the tiny learned like this: Toval somebody made a tefillah v'loy huksak and he did not do it l'shem tefillah. The locher is muta l'chulin. He's allowed to eat chulin." But we also the ma'isa, now let it ma'isa. So it says clearly that for chulin you do not have to have kavona. That's not what we paskin. For nida, for chulin, if you make a tefillah even without kavona, avada it's a good tefillah. It's only for ma'isa, for truma, that you have to have kavona. Oh, malaya bayin la Rabbi Yosef, leima teva tefillah to the Rabbi Yochanan miho. If so, should be a kashan Rabbi Yochanan from over here. That he said before Rabbi Yochanan, even la beisa, nida is not torium for her own husband. So Rabbi Yochanan holds even for chulin, you have to have kavona. And here it's mashma, no, you don't have to have kavona. So Mor says, leima teva tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan miho. So Mor says, no, oh, malei Rabbi Yochanan. Hu di yoma k Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan would say, he says like Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. The Tanya would learn like this. That Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, the Pasuk says, v'chayveis, you have to wash off the clothing. So matam aloy mishem. Let's say a second time to wash it off. So makish tachboisesh nila tachboisesh rishona. When we make a hekish, the second time you have to wash off his clothing. So the first time you have to wash it off. Ma'atach boisus rishon, just like the first time you have to wash off the clothing. Is ladas, you have to have kavonom. Aftach boisus shnin, the same thing the second time, you wash off the clothing, all starts to be ladas. So Rashi says, we're talking about here, nigei begodim, if you have a nega, tsaras, on the beged. Ksiv bo, it says, beis kavusim, two times you have to wash it. Tachbusus rishon, it says, v'chipsu es asher boi ha-nega. V'skira, wash it off, and then what, lock him up. Leroy is to see if the nega will spread or not, or stay the same size. And then it says, v'chibishen liyachres, if you lock him up, after kibbutz rishon, then it says, you have to wash the second time. The shame tefillah b'tor, the second one is the shame tefillah to metayrit. So make yekish, what does it say a second time? For Rashi says, pshita the shame, what does it say? Tachbois ha-shniyas, pshita. So a makish tachbois ha-shniyas second time, which is the shame tefillah tayro, to the first time, which is to put him away. Whereas ma rishen ladas, odom nechsi v'tzi v'koyim v'chipsos, done midas, is av shniya. That also has to be done midas, and not that some water fell upon the beggar, loy shipol, but my email, not that it fell into the mikvah by itself. So who you see, you have to have kavona. Whereas the imalahalan, bina, and das koyin, just like by the first tachpoises, first time you washed off the beggar, it has to be done midas koyin. Maybe afkan, the second time also bina das koyin, or this time we'll learn another. The pasuk says, v'torim mikol makom. So now, so the kids, Rabbi Yechon is going to hold like Rabbi Yenison ben Yosef, that here it's found the tyrus of the Mitzvah of the Nega, the Shem Chulin, stam to become Tor, not for the union of Chulin, of Maisa stam. First one wants to become Tor. And so it says that Tachboises has to have Kavono. So kids, Rabbi Yechon holds you have to have Kavono, holds like Rabbi Yenison ben Yosef. And the Bryce before is not like him, so it's not a Kashan Rabbi Yechon. Now the Gemara says, Mas Kiv Lo. Rav Simi Barashi, or Miyom Rav Yechon, is it true that Rav Yechon said, Miyom Rav Yechon Hoch, that you have to have Kavon even for Chulin? I, Vom Rav Yechon, look at Stam Mishnah. Rav Yechon always says, we pass like a Stam Mishnah. Utsunan, we want to know Mishnah. No, Flo Sakim, a Shoch, the Shakin fell a Meta Shchita. Apo Pisha Shoch, the Kadak, even a Meta Kosh for Shchita, still Psula. The Vina, we made a Diet, bore a time with the No Flo, because it fell by itself, there's no Koyach Gavra, there's no Koyach from a person. Or a Piluhu of the person threw it, Ksheira. Then the shchita would be kosher. V'yafagav leimachav no, he had no kavono. V'yarminu, we said, man tanad leiboy kavono l'shchita. Who's the time holds you don't have to have kavono for shchita? Amarov Rebbe Nosani. Says, so, the Stam Mishnah holds like for chulun for shchita, you don't have to have kavono. So how could Rebbe Yechon paskin for chulun, you have to have kavono? So verse is like this. V'shchita v'ilcha shchita could be afil Rebbe Yenison ben Yosef. Also agrees you don't have to have kavono for shchita. He only says it by Taras and Mikvah, but not by Shchita. Why? Midigol Rachmon, since the Taras says the Chiddush. Misasik Pekotchim Posel, that's by Kotchim, if you're Misasik, being asking something else. The Shchita is Posel. Mechlav, it's only by Kotchim. Mechlav, the Chulin Lebin Kavono. Mashra, by Chulin, a regular Shchita, you don't even Misasik is Kosher. Mashra, clearly, you don't have to have Kavono. So by Shchita, even Rabbi Yechon would also agree to our Mishnah, you don't have to have Kavono Veshah Shchita. He only argues on tefillah. Rabbanan says Rabbanan, what's found Rabbanan? They hold even by Shchita you have to have Kavono. Rabbanan say, need like being in Kavon Lezvicha. True, you don't have to have Kavon Lezvicha. Like by Kotchim, you have to have Kavon Lezvicha. By Chum, you don't have to have Kavon Lezvicha to make like a Shchita. But Lechaticha binin, but Akoponim, you have to have Kavon Akoponim to make a cutting, to cut it Akoponim. And in our Mishnah, you don't have Kavona to cut. It just threw it to stab it in the wall. He had no kavon to cut anything. According to Rabbanan, that's a posel law, shchita. So Kitzur, now Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon could agree that by shchita is kosher even without kavon. Omar Rav says, Beho zachnu Rabbi Nosson Rabbanan. This punkt, Rabbi Nosson went out over Rabbanan. Mikstiv chotachta, it says, Rabbi chotachta, cutting of a zavachta ksiv. It says, Loshna zvicha, samonashach. We were holding by Daf Lamed Beis, just last Gemara again, Daf Lamed Alchav on Beis. The last Shaila was, Heichi Domi Nida Shenenso. Where is there a case that Nisha that was Nida, was Nenso like, was forced to make a tefillah of a tov when she made a tefillah? What's the case? As we had a Machlekes before, whether she needs Kavona or not, what's Pshat according to Rav Nosson that the tefillah is good even without Kavona? Silem, if you want to tell me, Dion Tzuchav Erto, that her friend, like, pushed her into the mikvah,
the Yatpulo and the friend made it go into the mikveh. Samur says, no, kavona de chaverta kavona mal yasehi. The kavona, the intentions of a friend that pushed her into the mikveh, that kavona was called a good kavona. And therefore, v'yoyd b'truma nam yochle, even by truma, shishibel b'tit. Before we had a shayla that by truma vada or shaloy b'kavona, she cannot eat. It's only a machlekes whether she's tor for chulin. But for truma, everybody holds you have to have kavona. But in this case, if somebody pushed her in, l'shem tefillah, so even though she has no intentions, but the fact a friend pushed her in, her kavona helps the tanan, because learn like this, ha ha reshet, if you have an isha that's deaf and dumb, v'yashaytor, she's a fool, v'yasumor, she's blind, v'yashanitra fadaita, she lost her mind like, also like a shaytor. So in all these cases, they don't have kavona l'shem tefillah. So it says, im yesh len pichos, if they have an older lady taking care of them, so misaknois oison, they could fix them up, in other words, make bedikas for them, and then let them go into the mikveh, put them into the mikveh, and then oichalas petruma. If they're married to a kohen, or if they're a bas kohen, these people, these noshim alad, eat truma. So see, clearly, even though they have no kavon b'shas tefillah, but since there's a pichis, there's an older lady there taking care of them, so her das l'shem tefillah helps for them. So you see, if somebody else is there, their das helps. So what's the case? Where's the machlokes between the Abnosin and the Rabbonin if an Isha is Tova without Kavono? So Mora says, Elamai, the case must be Omer Rapapa says, the Rabbi Nosin, according to Rabbi Nosin's Ashita, that even without Kavono, the Tefillah helps. Labailo, Shenof Lumanagesher. We're talking about she was walking across a bridge, and she fell over the bridge, and she fell into the mikveh, she fell into the river. So there she had no kavanah at all to make a ma'aseh tefillah. So Rashi said, the Reb Nosson, the Yom Alabin and kavanah, afu lechatich, even for cutting, if so here also she need no kavanah for tefillah, the case is that she was just fell into the water. Even so, still it's tor lebailah. That's according to Reb Nosson Shita. What about according to Rabbonin? The Rabbonin, she yodah lehokir, according to Rabbonin, it has to be at least that she went down to cool herself off. As Rabbanan says before, by Shchita, Korponim, you have to have Kavona for Chatich release. So at least for cutting. Rashi says, the boy Yemir Kavon Lachaticha. Or the Kavos, the same way also, but Tfilah, Machsher, Rav Alibayu. That when is he Machsher the Rabbanan? Only in such a case, Kishiyod Olahoki, Rashi says. She went down to Kula Safuah, but she didn't have Kavona lit for him. For Nofla Kula Techamayim, while she was washing herself or cooling off, she fell completely into the water. So such a thing, she had kavanah to go into the water. She has not l'shem tefillah. So there, according to Rabbonin, that tefillah also helps l'bailah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, shochat poro, v'shochat v'heimo acheris imo. If v'shachter oisik in the poraduma, so v'shachter shecht in the poraduma, they also shechter the v'heimo of chulin with it at the same time. So locher is, l'divrei hakril psulah. According to everybody, this poor is possible. Rashi says, poor of Sula, machmas melocho hacheres, because she did another melocho, b'shashi being oisik with the poor. And this is a psul in a poor aduma. Mashenkinu behema ksheru, but the other behema is chulun shechted, that's a kosher shechita. Now the Gemara says, what's